Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narcissism Recovery Podcast, produced by the Magnolia Healing Center. I'm your host, Yitz Epstein. In this podcast, we'll be delving into topics related to narcissistic abuse, codependency, childhood wounds, childhood trauma, mental illness, and all things narcissism. The purpose of this podcast is to bring widespread awareness and healing to the global epidemic of narcissism and codependency. It is my hopes that with this podcast, we can collectively create an environment of health and healing for you, the individual, and for the world at large. Let's begin. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. Today, we're going to be discussing living a life of meaning and purpose. Now, there are so many benefits to living a life of meaning and with purpose. In fact, I would argue that our very well-being, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, and relationally, all depend on our ability to make meaning out of our life experiences and living a life aligned with our intended purpose. So in this podcast episode, I want to discuss the importance of living a life of meaning and purpose, some of the benefits to living a life in this way, and I'm going to offer some tips on how to find meaning and how to find your purpose in life. Before we begin, this is a must-read and a book that really gets to the core of the human condition. This is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was somebody who was a prisoner in a Nazi concentration camp during World War II. He discovered that if you stripped away everything from a person, all his belongings, all his titles, what you have left is the person's ability to choose. And that choice is to choose a reaction and to choose a perspective, to choose meaning and purpose in one's experience. He actually came up with a form of psychotherapy that's called logotherapy, and this is a form of therapy that involved identifying a person's purpose in life and something to feel positive about, and then immersively imagining that outcome and living with that purpose. So a really phenomenal book, and I highly suggest whoever has not read this book to definitely check it out, and I'm going to share the link to purchase this book in the description section below. So to begin, without meaning and purpose to our traumas, to our pain, to our past experiences, this has the potential to keep us depressed, to keep us stuck, to keep us in apathy, and even leading to self-destructive or even suicidal behaviors and tendencies. Now, when we find the purpose and meaning to our life, when we make meaning of our experiences, we find a purpose to live, suddenly these very things enliven us and rejuvenate us with a sense of joy, with a sense of passion. So assigning meaning and finding purpose in our pain takes us out of this consciousness of victimhood or apathy that accompanies feeling like our pain was pointless and for naught. Now, one of the most difficult psychological struggles after abuse is, why did we have to go through what we went through? What was the purpose? What was the reason? Perhaps greater than any physical pain we could possibly have experienced and endured is the psychological and emotional torment and turmoil that accompanies not knowing why we had to experience tragedy. Now, you might notice that people who experience unfathomable tragedy will always seem to ask the question, why? Why did this happen to me? Why did I have to go through this? And it almost seems as if they knew the answer and the reason for their tragedy, it would make the pain disappear. And the truth be told is that when we do have a why, when we do understand that there is a purpose to our suffering, perhaps we don't know that purpose, but we know that there is a purpose, our suffering is diminished immensely. Now, the reason behind this is that pain in life is inevitable. We're going to experiencing pain. There's just no way around it. Suffering, however, is the resistance of this pain. So when we have a why, when we have a purpose to the pain, we're more likely going to accept these experiences that happen to us and not resist it. And with this removal of the resistance, our pain is going to be relieved from being suffering. So in many ways, having a why can be a form of relief and even catharsis. Now, just a small thought here along this topic is that the thing about asking why is that on some level, asking why is a form of resistance. In a sense, it's the ego's mind attempting to make sense of the experience, an experience that it cannot accept, it cannot understand. So in essence, asking why, which is sort of overthinking in a sense, is trying to figure out why and try to feel in control, is a form of denial of a reality that if we would accept that reality, the ego's illusion of safety, of normal, would be shattered. So the ego feels safe in what is known, so not knowing the reason why, in essence, creates an unknown, and thus it feels out of control, it feels unsafe. So when we accept what happens without needing to know why, and trusting that the why will appear when we are ready, and when we regulate the inner chaos of our lives, develop inner equilibrium and inner peace and balance, the answers to why will eventually be revealed to us. So the purpose behind our pain, the reasoning for it, and the meaning of it will be clear to us as a result of us doing the work to become inwardly peaceful. That peace will create a sense of clarity. So the answer to why and the reason behind our traumas and pain is usually not available to us at first because we've not gained, let's say, the proper perspective on the experience, perspective that can only be gained once we have gone on a healing journey and outgrown our experience. So awareness is gained through going through an experience, growing through it, and based on the growth and then the expansion we have accomplished through healing, that proper perspective, that context could be gained, and then the why is answer, the why is revealed, which is why we can't necessarily know why in the beginning, because we have to expand our consciousness to be able to fit in the information as to why. Now, the truth is that we cannot think our way into clarity, into the answer, because the answer is given to us from our higher self. We can't know the purpose because ultimately till after we go through it and after, like I mentioned, we grow. So this information is downloaded from our higher self when we can handle the insights without it, let's say, destroying us or overwhelming us. In other words, when we have healed and developed the capacity to accept and integrate the insights in a way that will support our highest growth, it will then be given to us, revealed to us. So meaning and purpose to our pain give our struggle context in the greater scheme of things, which allows us to see these isolated incidents, not just as random or pointless pain that we experience, but ultimately experiences that led us to greater growth and appreciation for our existence. Now, the mind is naturally going to look for clarity and to put our experiences into context. And this creates a sort of safety, like I mentioned. Now, without this context, without clarity, there is going to be a feeling of out of control, a feeling of confusion, which makes it feel difficult to feel safe and live with that inner peace, like I mentioned a little bit earlier. So in childhood, when we endured overwhelming emotional traumas, experiences that we could not comprehend, the mind is not developed enough to assign accurate and appropriate meaning to an experience, meaning it doesn't have the clarity as to why what we're going through and what the context is. And as a result of that, it usually just denies it from its consciousness. And this experience is known as repression. It's a defense mechanism. So in addition, the shame and the guilt and fear-based experiences of childhood will register in the young mind of the child that it was my fault or I was deserving of this mistreatment. In essence, these are the assigned meanings to the pain, which makes sense to the child. The child logically deduces, because of their primitive and egocentric mind, that this must be the reason that they're having this pain. Now, this meaning associated with the pain is obviously misguided and it's untrue. Nonetheless, the mind needs context from our experiences, and it will lie to do so if no real clarity is reached. So in essence, the child begins to lie to themselves and believe these lies that it's their fault because it needs to have context. The mind has to have a reason, and if it doesn't have a reason, it will make one up. Now, these lies form the foundation of a faulty childhood program and negative core belief system, which wreak havoc on the child and later adult's life as they begin to view themselves and others in the world through a faulty lens of perception that is shaped by these belief systems, and then it leads to negative choices and a lifestyle that's out of alignment with their authentic self. Now, in adulthood, having these faulty beliefs and programs, we have the responsibility, we have the obligation to dig up and dismantle these false narratives and then reassign meaning to our experiences with ones that are healthy and with accurate meaning. An example of this would be, instead of unconsciously believing that we are worthless based on conclusions that we came to early on from shame-based experiences, we begin to observe them and realize that our experiences are not a reflection of who we are, and that we were in fact helpless victims, and through no fault of our own, we were neglected or mistreated. So we may even choose to adopt a narrative that sees these experiences, meaning we get to choose through non-reactivity and observing these experiences as adults, as mature, healthy, whole adults. We get to look back and choose a perspective, and perhaps we might choose a perspective that because of our ability, let's say, to overcome these experiences, we became stronger, wiser, and more compassionate. So what we're doing is we're renegotiating our narrative and assign meaning, which allows us to make peace with the past, as well as use the past to fuel us, to move us forward in life with grace and even with joy as to how strong we become, we create this meaning which serves us, as opposed to, let's say, creating meaning and interpretations as if we were a victim, which that interpretation, that perspective only makes us feel more and more helpless and then ultimately depressed. So now let's discuss what it means to live your purpose. What does that mean, living your purpose? Now, I believe strongly that each person is created with a purpose. It's innate to their existence, and in essence, it's the intention for their life. So when we live this purpose and a life aligned with our intended purpose, we feel at peace, happy, joyous, and deeply fulfilled. I also believe that whatever we go through in life, and this is beginning in childhood, beginning with our early childhood experiences, our challenges, our traumas, even abuses, are meticulously designed and on some level chosen to assist us in our growth and our evolution journey. In other words, nothing is random, and when we overcome and we heal from the past, we learn the necessary lessons that allow us to grow into the person we were created to be. So when we overcome our traumas and we heal and we look back, what we start to notice is that these experiences were all leading us to higher states of consciousness and the ability to self-actualize. Now, this is very difficult to see when we're going through trauma, and it's usually something that we can only get clarity on once we have moved past the hurts and healed. Let's say after we develop wholeness and inner peace, then could we really look back and appreciate this this perspective. Now, when we do this, we're inevitably in awe by our strength and our ability to have such inner resolve to overcome this these trials and tribulations. And ultimately, we start to appreciate our own beauty, the beauty of who we are, the dynamic, compassionate, self-loving, balanced, and self-aware person that we've turned into. So suddenly all these traumas, once we overcome them, we see the growth that came through them. Suddenly all those experiences have a different context, because now they're in the context of what type of person you were able to become as a result of them. So Pablo Picasso has a very famous quote. It goes like this: "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." So the way I interpret this quote is that the struggle in life is to find your purpose. We all go through trials and tribulations, and this is because we are given opportunities to evolve and become the person we were meant to be. This is about finding your purpose. So we go through many experiences, different things, making mistakes, setbacks, failures, heartbreak. All of these are meant to help us discover this meaning, this gift. Now, the pursuit of this gift is very meaningful, since the struggle is not to just struggle, not to just suffer, but it's to discover who we are and what unique gifts we have to offer the world. Once we gather this awareness of our gifts, and then once we work to refine these gifts, we can then live our purpose as we offer our services to the world in a way that brings unbelievable joy and fulfillment to ourselves and others. So I have a metaphor here to hopefully help you understand what I mean by living your purpose and how it's so important in our healing journey to find that purpose and to live that purpose, and ultimately how it aligns us with inner peace and joy and happiness. So suppose someone were to, let's say, ask you to dig a 10-foot hole in very dense mud on a hot day, right? They offered you, let's say, $150 to do this job. Now, this job might take you a while, but ultimately you might choose to do it because at least, hey, you make some money, right? Now, the entire time you're doing this, you're uncomfortable, you're dreading the experience, and you're excited and hoping the hole is finally dug so you can just take your money and leave. Now, in this experience, there's going to be no intrinsic value in digging in this case, since you really gain no personal satisfaction from digging. The entire purpose is really to make that money, and you just want the project to be done so you can get paid. Now, once the project is done, you also don't feel satisfaction or accomplishment in your work because you don't gain any benefit from the final product. In this case, there is little purpose to the work and hardly any meaning to the work at all. And obviously, as a result, it's hardly enjoyable. So contrast this to another metaphor, which a case in, let's say, you were to get wind of a large treasure chest hidden deep inside of, let's say, a cave, far off cave. Let's say you need to travel across the sea, and dangerous sea, and very basically put your life in danger to reach this cave. There'd be many risks, but if you were successful to find and retrieve this treasure, you'd be able to live the life of your dreams and support all your loved ones and all your endeavors and all your highest desired pursuits. In this example, you would probably not see this as work. You'd be passionate, you'd be excited, and you probably wouldn't even notice the struggle and the pain because there's an underlying purpose to your journey, and you know that eventually all the hard work will pay off, so the journey itself almost becomes enjoyable because that becomes part of the final purpose, right? So this example highlights the need for meaning and purpose in life. When we know that whatever we go through will lead to these metaphorical treasures of healing, of growth, of awareness, of unconditional love that far exceed our efforts, suddenly we're able to turn pain and tragedy into a life where every step of the way is leading us closer and closer to these metaphorical treasures at the end of the journey. And when this happens, the journey itself becomes enjoyable. It even becomes blissful because we know that there is meaning and purpose every step of the way, not just when we reach our destination. Now, this aligns with a very famous quote by Friedrich Nietzsche, the philosopher. He says that he who has a why to live can bear almost any how. So when we have a why for our life, we can overcome any obstacle because the why, when we have a why, we'll ultimately have a will to do it. And having the will to do it, will ultimately break through any barriers, any resistances. And this aligns with the quote, right, by George Herbert, if there's a will, there's a way. So when we have a why, we'll have a will. And if there's a will, there is a way. And no matter what comes in our way, we'll be able to find the solutions and push forward and overcome any obstacle or resistance in order to reach our goals. So now let's discuss how to create meaning and how to find your purpose in life. Now, another way of asking this is, what is your why, right? What is the why of your life? Now, whenever we have a why, we are going to feel much more alive. We're going to feel much more intentional. So it's, like I mentioned, so important to find this why. How do you find your purpose and meaning in life? Firstly, it's important to understand that our why could change as we evolve and mature in life. And perhaps the most common why is love, right? Most people do things out of love. Many people do things out of fear, but the main thing is love and connection. So we do things out of love for ourselves, our partners, our loved ones, to see them happy. We want to see them grow and thriving. So when we care for someone deeply, when their happiness is impacted by us in any way, it gives us such joy and it gives us a sense of purpose. And this is really living for something outside of ourselves. In essence, it allows us to transcend our minimal ego. And this living for something greater is extremely fulfilling. And so relationships are one of those things that allows us to live for something greater than ourselves. It gives us incredible meaning and purpose. Now, when it comes to living your purpose, the designed intention and purpose that you were created for, you may want to look at your life, at your past, at all your personal experiences. You may want to look at your skills, your personal talents, and things that you're really good at, and ask yourself, what have these experiences prepared me for? And how would a person with my skills, talents, and abilities best be able to impact the world in a positive way? So questions like these will start to open up your mind, specifically your subconscious mind, to look for insights and possibilities that align with what we should do with our life. So what you should be doing with your life, the way I see it, is very much aligned with what you've gone through, with who you are as a person, with your specific talents, your skills, your interests. So it's so important to take all of those things into consideration when we're trying to figure out why we were created and what the intention for our life is, and then aligning with that purpose, with that intention. Now, if you're struggling to figure out your purpose, if you simply can't figure out why, my suggestion is that you might need more life experiences. You might need to try new things, perhaps trying a new interest, a new hobby, even a new career, a new passion. It could take a while. It could take decades. It could take a lot of work to try new things and accumulate new skills and life experiences before you align with something that really fits with who you are as a person. Now, that being said, our life purpose always evolves as we do. It's never a stagnant thing. It's not like we find our purpose and then we can just chill and stop, right? We need to continuously refine our character, mature, grow, become wiser, become more nuanced in refining and offering our gifts to the world. The way I see it is complacency is the death of growth, and it kills passion, and ultimately it doesn't allow us to continue to live our purpose, which is continuously evolving. So if we find ourselves without passion, without interest, without a desire to live, it's very possible that we have lost our purpose. We've lost our why. So when this is the case, we may need to either realign with our purpose. Perhaps let's say we got distracted or we just lost interest. We may need to sort of realign ourselves with what our highest intention is. And it might be possible that we need to sort of reinvent the meaning or reinvent the purpose and come up with sort of a new, more evolved purpose. We may need to, let's say, level up, grow and evolve in our purpose of life. And we may have sort of outgrown our purpose at that point in life. And then at that point in time, we want to just explore new things and continuously expand as a person, learn more about who you are and what you can offer the world, and in essence, continuously expanding your ability to live your purpose. Furthermore, so much of finding your purpose is about finding yourself. This is also why finding purpose and meaning come toward the end of the healing journey. When we go on a healing journey, we are in essence intending and working towards becoming whole, integrating the fragmented parts of self, developing self-awareness, developing self-love, self-acceptance. So with this awareness that we gain because of the healing journey, because of the healing that we do inwardly, we now become more aware of our authentic present moment self. Therefore, we have a much better ability to align ourselves with our purpose. Now, because our purpose is intrinsic with who we are, if we know who we are, we can then have the clarity as to which direction to go and which pathway will lead us to the highest growth and the actualization of our purpose. Furthermore, it's not so much that we find our purpose, but rather we align with our purpose. So when we are authentic, when we're vulnerable, self-loving, and fully present in the moment, we are in essence one with life, and life itself is intrinsically meaningful. So when we align with our purpose, which is essentially aligning with life and going with the flow, we are automatically aligning with the intention of our life. And as a result of that, living life, and life has purpose, and therefore we are living our purpose. And the feeling we get in this place is happiness, bliss, peace, and just an incredible feeling of gratitude for just being alive. Now, life in this way is going to almost carry you at each time, in each moment, towards our highest potential and towards our purpose, which there's, like I mentioned, there's a sort of a flow to it, which really just brings so much inner peace and so much happiness. And finally, when you find and do live your purpose, you will know it. You'll feel it. Nobody can necessarily tell it to you. You just know it because intuitively you just feel so aligned and so at peace. It hardly really feels like work. You feel passionate and excited to be doing what you're doing. And it feels like there's just no challenge in the world that can hold you back. Life itself begins to feel exciting. And just getting up in the morning is just something to look forward to. So to conclude, I can honestly say that I have found my purpose. Doing this podcast, helping clients heal on their healing journey, is something that brings me so much joy and fulfillment. This is something that I have worked very hard to get to. I have had many setbacks, failures, tragedies, abuses. I tried like 15 different careers, and in every single thing I tried, I always learned something new. And finally, when I reached this career path, it just aligned with myself, so almost like a puzzle piece. It just clicked. And I'm just so happy that I kept trying new things and didn't close up or settle for any career that didn't really align with who I am. And as a result, I get to experience this unbelievable happiness, growth, joy, and fulfillment, as well as connection to many just wonderful people. And this is by no means a brag. This is only to hope to offer some inspiration and motivation to you, the listener, to continue to work to finding your meaning, your purpose, and even if it's a struggle, to never give up. Because when you find that deeper meaning in life and when you find your purpose, you're able to just feel so incredibly fulfilled, and you will find yourself saying it was always worth it, because regardless of how much work and how effortful it is to get to a point where you're living your purpose, it is always completely worth it. I'm going to finish off this episode with a quote, a very famous one. This one is by Mark Twain. He says as follows: "The two most important days in your life are the days you are born and the day you find out why." This is how I interpret purpose. The day you find out why may not come for years because of all the life experiences that we have to go through to refine our character, to find out who we are, and to align our life with our purpose. But when you do, this is an incredible day, and a day that allows you to really step into your power as a human being, so you can be the light to the world and ultimately offer your love and your gifts in a way that the entire world is able to benefit from. So thank you all so very much for listening to today's podcast episode. Until next time, all the best.